Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Coffee Break French Magazine, Season 2, Episode 1. Bonjour à tous et à toutes et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Moi, c'est Marc.
Et moi, c'est Pierre-Benoît.
Comment vas-tu, Pierre-Benoît ?
Ben écoute, je suis en pleine forme et surtout, je suis très heureux, très content. Je suis ravi d'être de retour pour enregistrer une nouvelle série de CBF Magazine.
C'est ça. We're back with a new series of the Coffee Break French Magazine. And this is our series where we're really focusing on culture, francophone culture. So lots of interesting texts about different places, different people, food, music, lots of different texts. And we are looking forward to this new season. Pierre-Benoît, de quoi va-t-on parler aujourd'hui?
Alors, dans notre premier texte, nous allons parler d'une ville française située dans le sud du pays. Et très cette bien. Ville s'appelle Toulouse.
Excellent. OK, in just a moment, we're going to listen to this text and then we'll go through the text, talk about it, talk about the cultural elements, but also, of course, focus on the language and look at some interesting words, some interesting expressions and some interesting points of grammar. Alors, est-ce que tu es prêt?
Moi, je suis toujours prêt.
Donc, c'est parti. Now, for each episode of this season, we are joined by Katia, who's going to be reading our text. Salut, Katia!
Merci, Marc. Merci, Pierre-Benoît. Today, we are talking about the city of Toulouse in France. C'est parti! La ville rose. Il y a une magnifique chanson française qui commence comme ceci. Qu'il est loin, mon pays, qu'il est loin. Parfois, au fond de moi se ranime l'eau verte du canal du Midi et la brique rouge des Minimes. Ô mon pays, ô Toulouse, ô Toulouse. Cette chanson, on la doit au poète et chanteur Claude Nougaro, né à Toulouse. Il n'a pas tort d'être nostalgique à ce point de sa ville natale, car elle est réputée pour sa convivialité et sa douce chaleur du sud de la France. Nougaro parle de la brique rouge de sa ville. En effet, Toulouse est aussi surnommée la ville rose, un surnom qui est dû à la couleur de la terre cuite dans les briques des anciennes maisons, dans lesquelles la lumière chaleureuse se reflète. On peut dire que c'est le paradis pour les créateurs de cartes postales. Le chanteur parle aussi du canal du Midi. Classé au patrimoine mondial de l'UNESCO, ce canal relie Toulouse à la mer Méditerranée depuis le XVIIe siècle. La Garonne, un fleuve naturel, passe par Toulouse des Pyrénées en Espagne jusqu'au port de Bordeaux. Il y a donc un passage complet de la mer Méditerranée à l'océan Atlantique. Un tour en bateau touristique sur un de ces cours d'eau est une activité à ne pas manquer pour se rafraîchir en été. Enfin, il existe une place de charme qui risque d'en émerveiller plus d'un. C'est la place du Capitole dans le centre historique. On y trouve bien sûr le Capitole, qui est un monument emblématique de la ville, abritant à la fois l'hôtel de ville et le théâtre du Capitole. Le bâtiment est l'emplacement du pouvoir municipal depuis plus de 8 siècles. La place du Capitole est très vaste et peut accueillir de nombreux événements. C'est aussi l'endroit parfait pour s'asseoir, pour prendre un café et regarder le monde défiler devant soi.
Alors, merci Katia. Pierre-Benoît, qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
Eh bien, dis donc, rien que d'écouter ce texte, merci Katia, nous avons déjà appris beaucoup de choses.
Je suis d'accord. Moi, je connais un tout petit peu Toulouse. J'y suis allé une fois, je pense. Et toi?
Là, je ne suis jamais allé à Toulouse, malheureusement. Il y a beaucoup de villes en France que je n'ai pas encore visitées. Ça reste sur ma liste de choses à faire.
Tout à fait. Alors, tu as déjà fait une petite visite virtuelle avec cet épisode.
Exactement. Avec cet épisode, j'en sais déjà plus, c'est vrai.
Let's go through the text, because there are quite a number of interesting points in this text, some interesting words. So we'll go through it, and if Pierre-Benoît can read the text line by line, we'll then talk about this language that's there. Okay, Pierre-Benoît, take it away.
Yeah, so it's called La Ville Rose.
Mm-hmm. So the pink town, literally.
Il y a une magnifique chanson française qui commence comme ceci.
So there's a magnificent French song which starts like this, comme ceci.
Qu'il est loin, mon pays, qu'il est loin.
Oh, my country is far away, it's far away.
Yeah, and here it's interesting, Mark, because country here could think like you think it's France, but mm-hmm. it's actually country can be used for a part of France, c'est mon yeah. pays.
Yeah, so it's your region in a sense.
Yes, okay. Parfois, au fond de moi, se ranime l'eau verte du canal du Midi.
Okay, so sometimes, parfois, au fond de moi, deep inside me, se ranime. Now, that's maybe not a word you know. Animer is the verb to animate. And ranimer, got to be careful there, ranimer is to reanimate. So it's like it comes alive again.
Yeah, so, yeah. It could be for ranimer une raviver ou ranimer une flamme even when you light mm-hmm. up something again. It's right. something that comes up again.
Okay. And what is it that comes back? It's l'eau verte du canal du Midi. So it's the green water of the canal du Midi.
Et la brique rouge des Minimes.
And the red brick of the Minimes. Pierre-Benoît, can you help us there? What are les Minimes?
I believe it's a quartier de Toulouse, an area.
Yeah, and I think it's the kind of thing that we can probably work out from the context in a song, and the red brick of the Minimes, it makes sense that it's an area of Toulouse.
Yeah.
Okay, now the next line is a little bit surprising in one sense. Do you want to read this?
Yeah. Oh, mon pays. Oh, Toulouse. Oh, Toulouse.
Yes, so he says, oh, mon pays. And there, Claude Nougaro, when he sings it, he's singing it in Occitan, so the regional language and used in this part of France. And therefore, we pronounce the S on pays. And if you're reading the text, you'll also notice that it's got a circumflex on the I. Oh, mon pays, oh, Toulouse, oh, Toulouse.
Très bien. En français, it would be mon pays and it would be P-A-Y-S.
Of course. Okay, let's continue on then with our text.
Cette chanson, on la doit au poète et chanteur Claude Nougaro, né à Toulouse.
Right, so this song, on la doit au poète et chanteur Claude Nougaro. So literally, we owe it to the poet and singer Claude Nougaro, né à Toulouse, born in Toulouse. But we can use this verb devoir in an interesting way. It basically means that we acknowledge the poet and singer Claude Nougaro for this song.
Très, très bien. Et on l'attribue au poète et chanteur. When you think about this song, you know it's Claude Nougaro. Mm-hmm. Because obviously he became famous with it.
Okay.
Il n'a pas tort d'être nostalgique à ce point de sa ville natale.
So, il n'a pas tort. Avoir tort means to be wrong. It's the opposite, of course, of...
Avoir raison.
To be right. So, avoir raison, literally to have reason, and avoir tort, to be wrong. So, il n'a pas tort de faire quelque chose. So, he's not wrong to, in this case, être nostalgique, to be nostalgic, à ce point, to this point, de sa ville natale, of his birth town, his hometown.
Car elle est réputée pour sa convivialité et sa douce chaleur du sud de la France.
Car, because, elle est réputée, so elle there is referring to sa ville natale. So literally she, but of course we're talking about it. It is known, réputé, known, well known, linked to reputed, pour sa convivialité, for her conviviality, her warmth, her friendliness, et sa douce chaleur, and this is the physical warmth, it's the heat, this sweet heat du sud de la France, of the south of France.
Yeah, obviously we got elle, and we got ça and ça. Now that's for the French and English, you would say it, and you would have its convivialité and its sweet heat.
Très bien.
Je continue.
Vas-y.
Nougaro parle de la brique rouge de sa ville.
Okay, so Nougaro speaks about the red brick of his town.
En effet, Toulouse est aussi surnommée la ville rose.
En effet, in fact, Toulouse est aussi surnommée, it's also known as, la ville rose, the pink town.
That's interesting. Can you say again the word pink, Mark?
Rose.
Ah, and I say rose. And you said earlier Claude Nougaro, and I said Claude Nougaro. So here we've got a nice difference between my accent and the more kind of a South of France accent. Well done. It's good.
I should explain if people are listening to this for the first time. This is not my Scottish accent coming in here, but I say Rose and the Claude because my time that I've spent in France has been mostly in the South. And therefore, that's why I've been influenced by this. Because we do see differences in certain vowels in the South and in other parts of France. So Rose.
Rose.
both work. Both are acceptable.
Je continue. Un surnom qui est dû à la couleur de la terre cuite dans les briques des anciennes maisons.
Un surnom, which is like a nickname, qui est dû, which is due, à la couleur de la terre cuite, to the color of the, literally, cooked earth. So it's the terracotta, dans les briques des anciennes maisons. In the bricks of the ancient or the old houses.
Yeah, could you say for terre cuite, could you say clay? Là, we've got les cours
yes,
de tennis
absolutely.
En terre battue ou en terre cuite. Enfin, on dit terre battue, mais would be the same idea, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dans lesquelles la lumière chaleureuse se reflète.
Okay, so dans lesquelles. Now, this is interesting because I love this word, lesquelles. Lesquelles. It's made up of les and quelles, but it runs together. And very often, in fact, almost always, you'll find this word with a preposition. So in this case, we've got dans. So dans lesquels, in which. It looks like in the which, but you translate it as in which. Dans lesquels, la lumière chaleureuse se reflète. So the warm light reflects itself. So let's look at this a little more carefully. We've got les briques des anciennes maisons. Dans lesquelles. So, dans lesquelles, it is referring back to les briques, the bricks, in which la lumière chaleureuse se reflète, in which the warm light is reflected, se reflète.
On peut dire que c'est le paradis pour les créateurs de cartes postales.
I like this. On peut dire, one could say, que c'est le paradis, that is heaven, pour les créateurs de cartes postales, for postcard makers or creators of postcards.
Designers?
Yeah, that probably sounds better. Yeah, postcard designers. Okay, we're going to take a short break here. We'll be back in just a moment to continue our text. If you'd like to take your Coffee Break magazine experience further, why not consider our online course version, which includes additional materials to help you build your knowledge of the language through lesson notes, additional explanations, vocabulary lists, and transcripts to accompany each episode. Like all our online courses, the magazine course is available on the Coffee Break Academy. Just head to coffeebreaklanguages.com/magazine, where you'll find all the information you need.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, we're finding out about Toulouse today. We've been talking about the pink bricks of the buildings in which this warm sunlight is reflected. Let's go on and find out a little more about Toulouse now.
Le chanteur parle aussi du canal du Midi.
Okay, so the singer also speaks about the canal du Midi. So this is the South Canal, the canal of the south of France, yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah, because Le Midi refers to a very specific area of France, in La Provence, kind of this area as well. So that's why.
Literally, it means midday, but in geographical senses, it refers to the south of France.
Yeah, and it's because midday being noon, being the hottest part of the day, this area is seen as the hottest part of France. Voilà. Classé au patrimoine mondial de l'UNESCO, ce canal relie Toulouse à la mer Méditerranée depuis le XVIIe siècle.
Right, okay, so there's some tricky words in here, but if we look at this patrimoine mondial de l'UNESCO, these are World Heritage Sites, so UNESCO World Heritage Sites. So the Canal du Midi is classé au patrimoine mondial de l'UNESCO. It's classed as a World Heritage Site. Ce canal relie Toulouse à la mer Méditerranée. So this canal links Toulouse to the Mediterranean Sea depuis le XVIIe siècle, since the 17th century.
Yeah, good. So here we've got a lovely structure with a present tense with depuis mark.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in English, we would not have a present. It's been linking.
Exactly. So it has been linked or has been linking Toulouse to the Mediterranean since the 17th century. But in French, we have a present structure there. So ce canal relie, the present tense there of relier.
Très, très bien. La Garonne, un fleuve naturel, passe par Toulouse, des Pyrénées en Espagne, jusqu'au port de Bordeaux.
Right, so this is interesting because we're going the opposite way here in a sense. La Garonne, the river, un fleuve naturel, a natural river, passe par Toulouse des Pyrénées en Espagne. So it goes through Toulouse from the Pyrenees in Spain, jusqu'au port de Bordeaux. So as far as the port of Bordeaux. Now, if you know your geography, Bordeaux is on the Atlantic. It's in the Bay of Biscay. So we've got the river going through Toulouse towards the west, in the Atlantic at Bordeaux, and we've got the Canal du Midi going through Toulouse and then going southwards, so southeast, towards the Mediterranean.
Très bien. Il y a donc un passage complet de la mer Méditerranée à l'océan Atlantique.
Voilà l'explication.
Exactement. So,
il y a donc un passage complet, there's a complete passage de la mer Méditerranée, from the Mediterranean Sea, à l'océan Atlantique, to the Atlantic Ocean.
Un tour en bateau touristique sur un de ces cours d'eau est une activité à ne pas manquer pour se rafraîchir en été.
So, un tour en bateau touristique, soit a tourist boat tour, sur un de ces cours d'eau, on one of these cours d'eau, waterways, est une activité à ne pas manquer. It's an activity not to be missed. That's nice. À ne pas manquer. We very rarely see ne and pas together, but here we're seeing it as linked to our infinitive, à ne pas manquer. When we've got an infinitive, we tend to put the ne pas together before it.
And when does the author suggest to do this, Mark?
Well, en été, in the summer, pour se rafraîchir, to cool down, to get some fresh air, en été, in the summer.
Très bien. Je continue avec la dernière partie.
Oui.
Enfin, il existe une place de charme qui risque d'en émerveiller plus d'un.
Now, this is a little bit tricky, this construction. Enfin, il existe une place de charme. So literally, there exists a place, a square of charm, a charming square, qui risque d'en émerveiller plus d'un. That risks of marveling more than one. That's how we would literally translate it. It's a very ugly translation. But basically what is being said here, there's a charming place which will blow you away.
Yeah.
It's something that will absolutely marvel you in that sense.
When you've got the plus d'un, it's like one and all, like everybody or most of you will be just totally taken by this charming place.
Mm-hmm. And what is this place, this place, this square?
C'est la place du Capitole dans le centre historique.
So this square, c'est la place du Capitole dans le centre historique. So it's the place or the square of the Capitol in the historic center of the town.
On y trouve bien sûr le Capitole, qui est un monument emblématique de la ville, abritant à la fois l'hôtel de ville et le théâtre du Capitole.
Ok, on y trouve bien sûr le Capitole. That's E in there, the letter Y. It's a little word, but a very useful word. It's a pronoun that stands for a place. So we've already mentioned the place. In fact, the square, c'est la place du Capitole. On y trouve bien sûr le Capitole. One finds there, of course, the Capitole, qui est un monument emblématique, which is an emblematic monument, de la ville, of the town, abritant à la fois l'hôtel de ville et le théâtre du Capitole. So, abritant is an interesting word. It comes from the verb abriter, which literally means to shelter. Yeah. So, it shelters à la fois, both. And that's a confusing expression because à la fois at the time, but no, it doesn't mean that. It means both, à la fois l'hôtel de ville, the town hall, et le théâtre du Capitole, and the Capitol Theatre. So both of these buildings, these institutions, as it were, the town hall and the theatre, can be found within this Capitol building.
Très bien. Très bien. Yes, I suppose abritant here is quite misleading, isn't it?
Yeah.
C'est-à-dire, it includes, okay, or it englobes, if could you say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe just which is home to both the town hall and the théâtre.
Yeah. Le bâtiment est l'emplacement du pouvoir municipal depuis plus de 8 siècles.
Okay, so le bâtiment, the building, et l'emplacement du pouvoir municipal. It's the place of municipal power. So it's basically where things are organized and things are directed from in the town. Depuis plus de 8 siècles, for more than 8 centuries. And there we're seeing again that yes. Depuis used with a present tense.
So it would be, it has been for 8 exactly. centuries. Yeah.
Yeah. So in English, it has been the place of power for the town for 8 centuries, but in French, it is the place of power since 8 centuries.
Très bien. La place du Capitole est très vaste et peut accueillir de nombreux événements.
Okay, so the Capitol Square is very large. It's très vaste, vaste. We use that same word in English. Et peut accueillir de nombreux événements. And it can welcome many events. So there are lots of events put on there in this huge square.
I suppose here we could get, can host. Would it work as
host,
well?
Host, yeah, that's yeah. nice, yes. Mm-hmm.
C'est aussi l'endroit parfait pour s'asseoir, pour prendre un café et regarder le monde défiler devant soi.
And that's exactly what I remember doing in Toulouse. Okay, so c'est aussi l'endroit parfait. It's also the perfect place pour s'asseoir, to sit down, pour prendre un café, to have a coffee, et regarder le monde défiler devant soi. And watch the world go by in front of you. Défiler is what models would do in a runway, or cars could do in a procession, or something like that. Défiler devant soi, in front of oneself.
Yeah, it's like a parade, isn't it? Then défiler.
A parade, mm-hmm. exactly, as well. Exactly. Right. What we'll do now is go back and listen through to the full text. We've gone through it and talked about all the interesting words and vocabulary and so on. And this time, when we listen through, see if you can pick up some of the things that we've spoken about. Let's have a listen to Katia again.
C'est parti.
La ville rose. Il y a une magnifique chanson française qui commence comme ceci. Qu'il est loin, mon pays, qu'il est loin. Parfois, au fond de moi se ranime l'eau verte du canal du Midi et la brique rouge des Minimes. Ô mon pays, ô Toulouse, ô Toulouse. Cette chanson, on la doit au poète et chanteur Claude Nougaro, né à Toulouse. Il n'a pas tort d'être nostalgique à ce point de sa ville natale, car elle est réputée pour sa convivialité et sa douce chaleur du sud de la France. Nougaro parle de la brique rouge de sa ville. En effet, Toulouse est aussi surnommée la ville rose, un surnom qui est dû à la couleur de la terre cuite dans les briques des anciennes maisons, dans lesquelles la lumière chaleureuse se reflète. On peut dire que c'est le paradis pour les créateurs de cartes postales. Le chanteur parle aussi du canal du Midi. Classé au patrimoine mondial de l'UNESCO, ce canal relie Toulouse à la mer Méditerranée depuis le XVIIe siècle. La Garonne, un fleuve naturel, passe par Toulouse des Pyrénées en Espagne jusqu'au port de Bordeaux. Il y a donc un passage complet de la mer Méditerranée à l'océan Atlantique. Un tour en bateau touristique sur un de ces cours d'eau est une activité à ne pas manquer pour se rafraîchir en été. Enfin, il existe une place de charme qui risque d'en émerveiller plus d'un. C'est la place du Capitole dans le centre historique. On y trouve bien sûr le Capitole, qui est un monument emblématique de la ville, abritant à la fois l'hôtel de ville et le théâtre du Capitole. Le bâtiment est l'emplacement du pouvoir municipal depuis plus de 8 siècles. La place du Capitole est très vaste et peut accueillir de nombreux événements. C'est aussi l'endroit parfait pour s'asseoir, pour prendre un café et regarder le monde défiler devant soi.
Okay, so hopefully that time everything made a little more sense. Pierre-Benoît, ça te donne envie de visiter Toulouse, peut-être?
Bien sûr, Marc, maintenant que j'en ai appris un peu plus, j'ai envie d'y aller. Et toi, je suppose que tu as envie d'y retourner?
Ah oui, bien sûr. Et j'ai bien envie d'y retourner et d'y prendre un petit café sur la place du Capitole.
Très bien.
Now, in each episode of our Coffee Break French magazine, we're also going to be joined by Sophie. And Sophie is bringing us une petite cerise sur le gâteau, a little cherry on the cake. Bonjour, Sophie.
Bonjour, Marc.
Comment vas-tu?
Très bien, et toi?
Très bien. Tu veux bien te présenter un petit peu?
Mais bien sûr. Donc, moi, c'est Sophie. Je viens de la partie francophone de la Belgique. Donc, j'ai peut-être un accent un petit peu différent des Français parfois. Et donc, c'est moi qui m'occupe souvent des posts Facebook. Et je participe souvent à la rédaction du Reading Club, du magazine. Et c'était moi aussi qui m'occupais des masterclass cet été. Donc, vous m'avez déjà peut-être vu quelque part.
Très bien, très bien. Now, it's Sophie's job each time to bring us something else, something a little extra. La petite cerise sur les gâteaux, n'est-ce pas?
C'est ça.
Alors, qu'est-ce que tu as pour nous aujourd'hui?
Eh bien, nous avons parlé dans le texte du chanteur Nougaro.
Oui.
And so the late singer Claude Nougaro, he's really a true product of Toulouse.
Yes.
And he loved to do a play on words in his songs and poems. Et donc, en français, on dit que c'est un jeu de mots. On fait un jeu littéralement avec les mots.
Très bien. Donc, tu as un exemple peut-être pour à partager?
Oui, oui. Il y a une chanson que j'aime beaucoup qui s'appelle Les mots, oui. The Words.
Tu as chanté?
Donc, ça tombe bien. Ah non, je vais peut-être juste dire les paroles cette fois-ci.
Ok.
On commence?
Oui, vas-y.
Donc la première phrase, c'est les mots divins, les mots en vain.
Ok, so les mots divins, like divine words.
That's it.
And then les mots en vain, words in vain.
Yeah, that's it. And they sound the same. They sound like almost the same word, but yeah, en vain is two different words, separate, yeah. In vain. And then les mots de plus et les motus.
Right, so here we've got les mots de plus, the more words, de plus,
yes.
And then les motus. Now, motus is an interesting word, isn't it?
Yes, so here we don't actually have the word mot. It's one word by itself. Motus is something that comes from an expression often. In French, when you promise you won't say anything, you say motus bouche cousue. And so motus is like hush,
yeah.
Kind of. And bouche cousue is a sewn mouth,
yeah.
Which means that you promise you won't say anything.
Yeah, so my lips are sealed.
Exactly. You've got an interesting contrast between the extra words and all the words you can't say.
Yeah. We can actually use an expression in English, mum's the word. It's like when you're promising not to say anything. So
it.
We can use motus in French. Motus. Good. Okay. What's the next line?
Les pour rire et les mots d'amour.
Okay, so les pour rire. Are we assuming he's talking about the words for laughter?
Yes.
Yeah. So words for laughter, les pour rire, les mots d'amour, and words of love.
Of course. And then this is the most interesting part, les maudits pour maudire.
Right, so this is really interesting. Les maudits, and we've got a nice agreement there, the D-I-T-S, because we're talking, of course, about les mots, the words said, and why are they said? Pour maudire. So maudire, M-A-U-D-I-R-E, a separate verb, and it's got something to do with saying things badly or talking about evil in some
exactly.
Way.
Exactly. That's it. So maudire is the verb that means to curse. So you can, tu peux maudire quelqu'un, you can curse someone, and then you can also say, this is cursed to see a maudit, which sounds the same as maudit.
Very clever. Okay, very clever. Let's go through this whole thing again. If you can read each line and we'll repeat after you.
Les mots divins, les mots en vain.
Les mots divins, les mots en vain.
Les mots de plus, les motus.
Les mots de plus, les motus.
Les pour rire, les mots d'amour.
Les pour rire, les mots d'amour.
Les maudits pour maudire.
Les maudits pour maudire. Bah, très
super.
Bien. Et merci beaucoup, Sophie.
Avec plaisir.
À la prochaine. Salut.
Salut.
Merci, Sophie. Now, if you've not yet heard Nougaro singing about Toulouse, then we will link to that on the website. And you'll be able to have a listen to his song there and hear how he pronounces all these words and how he enthuses about his ville natale.
Yeah, and also his style. He likes jeu de mots, play on words. Okay, right, and it's always very, what you call that? It's got a big impact in a song, I think. Okay, and for those who are interested in listening more songs by Claude Nougaro, I think, personally, I love the one called Armstrong, Let the People Go. It's a beautiful tune. It's very jazzy.
Okay. Are you going to give us a little example?
Oh, non, je préfère que nos auditeurs découvrent ça par eux-mêmes. I prefer, you know, you go on YouTube, I suppose, and if you type Armstrong, you'll love it, you know. Armstrong, da-da-dun-dun-dun, da-da-da-da-dun. It's very jazzy. It's lovely. It's really nice.
I thought that was going to go down in history when I gave Pierre Benoit the opportunity to sing and he refused, but... He didn't let us down. We got a little bit of...
I just didn't want to make a mess with the lyrics. That's what I was very concerned about.
We will be back next time with our next episode of the Coffee Break French magazine. And we're going to be talking about something that is a sacred French custom, and that is l'apéro, l'apéritif.
Oui, mais là, c'est encore trop tôt.
Well, next time, we'll be back with that episode. Until then, merci beaucoup, comme d'habitude, et à la prochaine.
Salut!
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.